RTVE Audio. Descarga la nueva app y disfruta de los programas de RNE y nuestros podcasts originales.
Radio Exterior de España.
English Language Service.
Greetings from Madrid and welcome to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio, where we bring Spain to you through our shortwave broadcasts. Amy Egan speaking alongside my colleague Marilyn Quintana. What are we doing today, Marilyn?
On today's broadcast, we retrieved a special program from our archives. In this broadcast, written by Jesús Carreras and translated to English by our colleague Alison Hughes, they tell us about how Holy Week is celebrated in the regions of Spain.
On today's broadcast, we have help from sound technicians Jesús Carreras and Adrián González and production help from Cristina Dorado.
Summer is approaching, and as from Sunday, the 31st of March, Radio Exterior de España will be using new frequencies and new broadcast times for our shortwave broadcasts. From Monday to Friday, we will broadcast from 15 hours to 23 hours UTC to Western Africa and the South Atlantic on 15390 kHz in the 19-meter band, and to the Middle East and the Indian Ocean on 15520 kHz in the 19-meter band. From 18 hours to 02 hours UTC, we will broadcast to North America on 17855 kHz in the 16-meter band, and to South America on 17715 kHz in the 16-meter band. On Saturdays and Sundays, our broadcasts will go out on the same frequencies and to the same zones from 14 hours to 23 hours UTC. We remind listeners that you can listen to our programs any time of the day on internet, mobile device apps, and digital terrestrial television, and by satellite. For more information, visit our website at www.rtve.es, then clicking on the tabs Radio and then Radio Exterior.
Christians in Spain are celebrating Holy Week, the Catholic Church holidays that span from Palm Sunday through Holy Saturday, just until Easter Sunday. The week begins with the singing of a saeta. A kind of flamenco song flung like an arrow at the figure of Christ or the Virgin as it passes, and with the sound of drums. Most Spanish towns celebrate Holy Week as a symbol of the passion of Jesus Christ, from his sentencing to his death on the cross. From the first moment of Holy Week, the streets are filled with the pasos, or floats or platforms on which the different sculpted figures of the biblical characters are carried. These figures are represented in the different moments of the story of Christ's sentencing and crucifixion. Passos of the Last Supper, in which more than 12 sculpted figures appear, are the heaviest and require the greatest number of people to carry them on their shoulders, necks, or backs. The people carrying the pasos are known as the costaleros, who support the wooden frame, sometimes on their backs, underneath the sculptures, or on their shoulders along the edges of the platform. The costaleros rehearse all year in preparation for the day they carry the carved statue out from their church and onto the streets in procession. Each day of the Holy Week, depending on the city, different passages from the Bible are represented in the pasos that range from the prayer in the garden to the crucifixion and the death of Jesus Christ. Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. The donkey symbolizes peace and humility, and the most popular procession is known as La Borriquita, the little donkey. Olive branches symbolize peace, and palm leaves goodness and victory. From Monday to Holy Wednesday, different pasos, or the floats, holding the sculptures of the biblical figures, are brought out of the churches and onto the streets. Among them are the prayer in the garden, the arrest of Christ, the Virgen de la Salud, or Virgin of Health, Ecce Homo, behold the man, and other moments from the depiction of the Passion. On Maundy or Holy Thursday, the pasos brought out from the churches reflect the washing of the feet and the Last Supper, when the 12 disciples of Christ eat with him before he is captured. At midnight, the madruga begins, with processions through the wee hours of the morning. During these early hours of Good Friday, the oldest procession, in silence, takes place among lit candles carried by the faithful. The sculpture is either of Christ carrying the cross backwards, as if embracing it, or already dead on the cross. Street lights are turned off and absolute silence is maintained during the procession, heightening the sense of loss that is commemorated. Holy Saturday, the floats carry sculptures of a reclining Christ known as the Holy Burial. On Easter Sunday, the faithful celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ with statues of a standing figure raising his hands. The religious feeling embodied in these festivals can be seen in the number of faithful that come out onto the streets to watch the biblical figures, carved in wood, carried in procession through the streets. In towns and cities across Spain, people gather to admire the art and sentiment contained within these sculptures and flower and candle-laden floats. One of the most famous celebrations of Holy Week in Spain is held in Seville, where the artistic and decorative quality of the sculptures, the musical quality of the practiced brass bands, and the saeteros, the singers of the saetas, have attracted attention and admiration for centuries. Along with the pasos, the Nazarenes in their colorful robes and pointed hoods, and the penitents behind them accompany the figures of Christ, the Virgin, from various moments of the Passion through the streets. They carry tall wax candles that are lit at nightfall. Many people from around Spain and the world travel to Seville to experience the Holy Week processions that fill the streets with crowds, the smell of burning wax and incense, the sounds of singing, sighing, weeping, laughing, and the constant banter of human voices when it is not silenced. The best known pasos in Seville are the Christ and Virgin of the Great Power, the Virgin of Hope, La Macarena, who is escorted by the Roman Centuria. This popular procession is usually televised live and reported in the media.
Flor de sonrisa. Esperanza Macarena.
Along the way from the church to the city cathedral, the route of the procession, one can often see the faithful singing a saeta, the song directed to the figure, Christ, or most often the Virgin passing. It is one of the most moving experiences of the procession. During Holy Week in Seville, the visitor can see the costaleros, the men who carry the floats, take the weight of the richly adorned platforms on which the sculptures of the Virgin are carried through the streets of the labyrinthine old city, swaying rhythmically and in unison. As a tourist attraction, Holy Week has been recognized as an international cultural good in many Spanish cities, such as Malaga. The Brotherhood of Jesus the Rich has the privilege of releasing a prisoner, thanks to a letter of permission given to it by King Charles III in 1759. A particularly intense moment during Malaga's Holy Week is the procession of the Christ of the Good Death, sculpted by Pedro de Mena in the 17th century and carried by the Spanish Legion. Holy Week in Cuenca, the visitor can enjoy the concerts of the week of religious music that are held in historic buildings throughout the city, including the cathedral.
Salve,
If one goes to the Castilian city of León for Holy Week, contemplating the meeting of St. John and the Virgin in the main square where the processions end is sure to be a high point. In Zamora, the Gregorian chants help produce a truly mysterious atmosphere during the night processions. Week processions of Valladolid, one finds some of the most beautiful and valuable of Spain's Baroque religious sculptures. We also especially recommend the Sermon of the Seven Words in the main square. This is a sermon delivered by a priest on Christ's last words from the cross. The square is draped in black cloth with the seven sculptures of Christ on the cross standing in front. Holy Week in the nearby university town of Salamanca is also spectacular, with its historical architecture monuments as a backdrop. The procession of Palm Sunday in the Mediterranean town of Elche, with its palm trees, is one of the loveliest in Spain. In the city of Cartagena in Levante, the last of the Holy Week processions is especially moving when thousands of people come together to sing the Salve to the Virgin. Of Lorca in the region of Murcia is especially original, since the processions not only feature characters and scenes from the Bible, but also from ancient civilizations. A detail that attracts special attention is the robe and veil the Virgin wears. There are two, the blue and the white, and both are embroidered in silk with representations of the Passion and other biblical stories. In the province of Albacete, the Holy Week celebrations in the town of Ellín stand out with their tamborrada, or drum rolls, in which the sound of the drums, up to 20,000, make the streets shudder and visitors tremble. One also finds the beating of drums in the province of Aragon, where the sound of thousands of drums erupts in a rite called breaking the hour. In the villages of Igad, Alcañiz, and above all, in Calanda. In some Spanish regions, Navarre, Valencia, Catalonia, and the Basque Country, the holiday extends through the Monday after Easter, though it doesn't pertain to Holy Week. Asturias, Cantabria, and Galicia on the northern coast celebrate a traditional Holy Week full of colorful local customs. In the Balearic Islands in the Mediterranean, the processions of the Brotherhood of the Blood in Palma and the celebration of Silio are especially followed. In the Canary Islands, the Christ at Midnight and the Christ of the Capitular Hall take the streets. Madrid, the Spanish capital, has a good number of brotherhoods, many of them originally from the south, Andalusia, such as the Brotherhood of Students. Among the city's most popular processions are those of Jesús el Pobre, Jesus the Poor, and the Christ of Medinaceli. On Holy Saturday, the village of Chinchón nearby celebrates a theatrical production of the Passion with almost every inhabitant of the town playing a role.
Hoy es el día. Resurrección, quita.
Señor de los señores. Quitaos el manto negro y poneros el de alegría, porque ha resucitado vuestro Hijo, Virgen María. Arrodillémonos todos y diremos la oración. Rezaremos una salve delante del Redentor.
That brings us to the end of today's broadcast, featuring a retrieval from the archives, written by Jesús Carreras and translated and read by our colleague Alison Hughes. You've been listening to the English language broadcast of Spanish National Radio. I've been Amy Egan, joined by my colleague Marilyn Quintana.
Today we've had help from sound technicians Adrián González and Jesús Carreras, and production help from Cristina Dorado. We thank you for listening and hope you tune in for future broadcasts.